This past summer, an African-American motorcyclist crashed and died during a police chase in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Two nights of racially charged rioting followed as many of African-American residents of Benton Harbor vented their frustrations. The town struggles with a 25% unemployment rate. Just across the river is a mostly white, affluent St. Joseph, which has a 2% unemployment rate. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm appointed a task force to find out more about why these riots happened. The task force has just released its reports, along with a list of recommendations. And joining us now is NPR's Midwest reporter, David Schaefer. He's been at community events all morning in Benton Harbor, and thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Neil.
Tell us briefly what the task force found out and what the recommendations are.
Well, right here at the Brothership of Our Nation's Church in Benton Harbor, Michigan, there's a celebration of the release of this report, a report in which the minister, the Reverend James Atterbury of this church, helped participate in creating. And the report is 82 pages. It took 3 months to put together and has a lot of recommendations about what the community can do more to help itself than seek help from the state capitol in Lansing and from Washington. Although there is a certain amount of requests for funding. Certainly the police department in Benton Harbor was overwhelmed by the nights of rioting and is looking to increase its ranks substantially but does not have the wherewithal to do so. Benton Harbor is a very poor community and in and of itself has a very low tax base and cannot raise a lot of revenue to provide for a police department. And that's one of the things that led to the riots is that it was police officers from a neighboring community, Benton Township, chasing this motorcyclist into Benton Harbor, which led to the crash and his fatal crash and his death and sparked the couple of nights of rioting. So there are a lot of recommendations about the increasing job opportunities and economic development in an impoverished area, but also increasing the educational component that will better match the residents of Benton Harbor to those opportunities as they become available.
And the people you say you've been talking to are cheering this?
A lot of people are really rallying around this, it seems. A lot of the people of the community, particularly those who have participated in the process, because this is a process that, as one of them told me, was not top-down and bottom-up. This is the community saying what the community wants to do for itself. There is a recognition of what they can do to help themselves and not just have some other government program put upon them by either the state or the federal government. So there's a lot of optimism about it, although I will say that there's some who are a little apprehensive because some of those who participated in the riots, some of those who were friends of Terrence Shearn, the motorcyclist who died that night in June, did not participate. There was an invitation extended to those friends to participate in the task force and make recommendations for what they felt they could do to better the community. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect between some of those who participated in those nights of rioting and those who are trying to rebuild the community in the aftermath.
Like a lot of states, Michigan has major budget problems. There is money in this report. Is the governor being able to come up with it?
Well, there is a significant request for money for new housing, for schools, for the police department, and the governor's message was pretty clear. We'll do what we can, but we don't have money to spend, a lot of extra money to spend. We'll work with you to seek federal funds, but those coffers are pretty limited, too. The main focus here today, at least, is on what they can do to help themselves. And I should note that the taxpayers of this community did pass a referendum just last month to increase the tax levy to support the schools, something that hadn't been done in over 25 years.
We just have about 30 seconds left. You were there in June. Have things changed?
You know, things have changed in the sense that there's not as much of a defeatist attitude among the people I've been able to talk to, and I've not even been here 24 hours, so it's hard to really put, you know, to say, to sum up for what the entire community is feeling. The scars are still there. There are vacant lots now where the homes that burned in the night of rioting once stood. A couple have been rebuilt, and there's promise in that, but there's still a lot of poverty. There's still a lot of lack of opportunity, and but I think the one thing that is lacking that we didn't see in June is the sense of frustration with what was looking ahead.
David Schaefer, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
David Schaefer is NPR's Midwest reporter with us from Benton Harbor, Michigan, where a state task force released a report about the riots in Benton Harbor this summer. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.